And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and years. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river, and pour it upon the dry land. And the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Aaron spake all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before him, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know how that I am the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? Or hath God assayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? The Lord showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. Great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs, and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm, whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out. So shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs, and with wonders. The great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles, and all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. And it was so, that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day.
And showest signs and wonders upon Pharaoh, and on all his servants, and on all the people of his land, for thou knewest that they dealt proudly against them. So didst thou get thee a name as it is this day.
Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their ensigns for signs. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet. Neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. How he had wrought his signs in Egypt, and his wonders in the field of Zoan. They showed his signs among them, and wonders in the land of Ham. He said, And I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. Thus saith the Lord, Learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them, which hath set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and hath made thee a name as at this day, and hath brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs, and with wonders, and with a strong hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with great terror. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders! His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. In the morning it'll be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible they shall deceive the very elect. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, and fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. He brought them out after that he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt, and in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness 40 years. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will.